I've sometimes said that the blessing and curse of public transportation is that it's so public. Public transportation thrives on public engagement because we are wholly dependent. I shouldn't say wholly dependent, but you know, all of the funding of public transportation systems is a partnership, of which, depending on the city and the size of the system, the federal government is either a majority partner or a minority partner, but we're partnered with state and local government, often local and municipal government. And, you know, anyone who spent time around municipal government understands that they are very responsive to what they're hearing from their local communities. We've got transit boards that are made up of local mayors, county councilmen. In terms of demanding the service that the public deserves, as well as articulating concerns and complaints when that service is not reliable or desirable, that has to resonate through the system. And that's what, you know, forces policymakers to face down difficult funding decisions. Right. So I believe, you know, this comes back to the American Jobs Act. One of the reasons why I think there's a very strong transportation component of the American Jobs Act is precisely what you've pointed out, that the American public has come to recognize that we have underinvested, and these investments not just create jobs, but also address real quality of life issues that hit them every day. If you're a CTA rider in Chicago riding the Red Line, and that's about 40% of CTA riders ride the Red Line, they have slow zones on that track where they're slowing down to as little as 10 miles per hour. That impacts their commute. It's very frustrating as a passenger. And these are simple problems to solve with investment.